So we left off with the perfect segue into what's the reason for why you can't eat after the Korban Pesach, and specifically, what's this concept of having the tam stay in your mouth for a long period of time? Okay, all right. So what does a Rashbam hold? Well, let's get his Lashon specific. What does he specifically say? Don't just give him, don't estimate. No. Yeah. He says two things, right? He says, he says, where is it? Yeah, he says, v'asa shmul meimar, the lo mebayish lo yakor mechabur lechvur acheres, elafi bechabura, asa leachol klum achar Pesach. Why? Shelo yovar imeno tam Pesach, ulefi shedino leachol besof alasoba. What does that, Shay, what does that mean when he says, what is that? He says, you shouldn't lose a tam Pesach. And then he says, ulefi, what do you call it? Shedino leachol besof alasoba. What does that mean? That sentence doesn't make any sense, grammatically.
Wait.
Okay, he says, why? Shelo yovar imenu tam Pesach, u lefi shedino leachal besof ala sova.
You want to go to tam Pesach, and therefore you're going to not be satisfied with it.
I don't know what that means. Please explain what you just said.
You have a thing of deraisa to be satisfied with your carbon Pesach.
You have to be ochal ala sova. Good. Okay.
Want yum yum.
Now they say. Now usually actually it happens to be the last thing you eat in the meal.
That's fine. Then the halacha is that should be the last thing you eat. Right. What is it, why does he mention this idea? Shelo yovar tam Pesach b'fiv. That doesn't fit into what you're saying. What you're saying is the last thing I eat is Korban Pesach. Great. So what's the yovar tam b'fiv have to do with anything? Yeah. Right, let's see what we know. We know, number one, there's some idea of extending the Korban Pesach. Number two, Nechal Sova. So what will the problem be eating? What's the problem eating after?
That's not what your Sova
was. Good. Okay, perfect. So obviously eating afterwards would be undermining the idea of this being Nechal Sova. That's what you can eat afterwards. Okay. So then why would he use this idea of extending Tam Pesach? What are Rabbanim trying to do then according to the Rashbam?
Because it's a matter of Tam later.
What do you mean, where's his Tam later? Don't forget that. I know that.
Physically silver, it's the experience of being silver.
Right? I mean,
you're extending experience of being silver.
The experience.
So.
Okay.
Could you
are you trying to say as follows? Are you trying to suggest that they're using the extension of the Tam, Korban Pesach, as the mechanism to extend Nechal Sova?
Sure.
Is that what you're trying to say? Yes. Meaning that we want the guy to always understand that there's a reality, that you would think the reality of Nechal Sova, you're trying to say Nechal Sova, it's a Maisa, right? So then once I eat the Korban Pesach, I'm done. Right. But you're saying that, and we know that if I ate afterwards, it would undermine the idea of Nechal Sova.
Right. You want the result of Sova.
So you're saying that they want the phenomenon, the halachic phenomenon of Nechal Sova to be extended. So you're saying they're using the time Korban Pesach as a mechanism to extend the idea of Nechal Sova.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
That is exactly.
Okay. All right, look at the bottom more.
Listen
to Balmor. This is great. Who's reading today? Charles, you going to read?
You always call me, but I don't mind.
If we're always, then...
Sorry? Most
is it read? Really?
Very true.
Uh-huh. Does everyone want to read? Okay, yes. Charlie, you're up. Okay. Look at the Balmor.
Okay. Okay, so some people say the reason that Yom Tov is afikomen is you should eat it all of us sober.
Right.
Okay, it's an interesting addendum to that. Kadesh Yomar Alav Esahal Keres Malaya. That's a name. Gershami Pershu, Matam Pesach, Nafal Sova. Kadesh Layavad Shuris Etzim. So, Nafal Sova is an idea that you want to avoid Shuris Etzim. You're not ravenous when you eat the Korban Pesach.
Right, so don't worry about that yet. When we hit Tosos, we'll take that up. That's a very strange, very, very difficult position. That idea. Okay.
The In Tam Zema speak among.
So, he doesn't like this.
Why? Because there's a Gemara that seems to not be in concurrence with that. Lamasha Shani may have turned up as Afkoman. The Haba Gemara Dilan, I'm reading a Lomi by Achar Matzah, Kivin the Lo Nafish Taima, Mithkoch La.
Right, El Achar Pesach. Right, because when. Cause,
so, So
the Mishnah doesn't mention matzah.
The Bavli has what to say about Nima Tinaka Pesach HaMikom. The Bavli says, certainly after matzah, I would imagine that you would not be allowed to eat anything else. Why? It's a low enough fish time. Its flavor is not strong. Mifkafla.
No. Right, but what's it commenting on, though?
So,
the Mishnah only mentions what?
Pesach. Right?
Not matzah.
And matzah, because matzah is a sure thing.
What do you mean a sure thing?
It's a sure thing.
It's obvious that you can't eat it.
What?
It's obvious you can't eat it.
Right. Okay. Right. Right. Because right. Remember, we haven't defined it yet. But you would think you could eat the Pesach afterwards. Why?
Because Ela Achar Pesach Saka that Chaminikim the Nafish Taima Imelo Mifka.
Right.
But say because it has a strong flavor, so we're not concerned about you no longer having Tam Pesach in your mouth from eating other stuff.
Do you want to define that?
Now.
We could.
Okay.
Fine. We didn't define it yet, though, right? Do we?
No.
Okay. Fine. Okay. So we'll come back to that. Okay.
So it sounds like, according to this Gemara, the concern with eating afterwards is that we don't want you to lose the tongue.
Right.
The
Yesh Lishol.
What? Okay.
So this is a great question. The Yesh Lishol.
Why the heck would we care if you lost
it? Amazing, right? Like, he just challenges this assumption. He's like, what do we care if I lose a Tom Pesach?
Right.
Who said that's a problem to begin with?
The nearly time up, Tom Dovert. Zeg Katam Sha'amru B'shtiyad Yayin Sha'bein Kos Gimel Kos Dalach Shalo Yasid Kriyas.
Amazing. This is the same reason why you can't drink between the third and fourth coast. Why? Right? Shalo Yasid Kriyas Ahala. So you don't forget to say hala. What does that mean? Well, so this is I'm not sure how historical this is, but he says Lufisha, how you call Yisrael? What does Lufin Minachoma mean? Within the old, not the old city walls today, within the real old city walls. Okay, but the problem is you're stuffed in there, right? V'haya makom tsar lahem, and then he quotes his Gemara, so it's very difficult to eat there, right? So skip a line. He says Hasam near Lana Mizeh.
It was pretty dang packed. But Amri Hasam near Lanu Mizeh. Kimipne doche kamakom ha yitzrichen latzuz mimakom achar achi latan yan olim. Get some air,
so what would they do? They'd finish Korban Pesach in one makom, and then get out of there as quickly as possible to go up to the roof. Okay? The fikach. Okay, now,
so basically, here's my theory.
Well, I don't want to spar yet.
Just explaining, like, what it means.
Okay. You mean the facts. I just want the facts.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like, but why one fact next to another and why it makes any sense?
I just want the facts.
No, it's not a svara. It's just explaining, like, why the xer makes sense. Not a svara.
Okay.
Okay. But, meaning, they didn't want you to, like, finish eating your korban pesach and then be like, yo, let's chow down that leftover shalfmonos from last week, and then you're going to just get all cut up and chow down leftover shalfmonos, and you forget all about your rituals of the Pesach night, right? But if you still have Korban Pesach in your mouth, you'll remember that you're still involved in a Seder, and you're still involved in the rituals of the Pesach night, and therefore the next thing you're going to do is to go ahead and say Challah, which is the next ritual.
You are trying to define it, but it's okay.
I don't remember the definition, but...
Right, so what's he saying?
I want to get
that a little clearer. In other words, to me, it's a little weird... What question would you ask Nabah more, other than the fact that it sounds like he's making this up? What question would you ask Nabah more? He doesn't explain...
It's not like it's true. I don't know.
Forget that part. Yeah, that's a good question. I said, forget
that... It's not like it's true that, like, the taste of Karm Pesach remind me of...
Right, that's the weird part. Hey, how does that work? I want to understand that, the mechanism. So I had the Tom Karm Pesach in my mouth and remember to say hello? Like, what's he trying to demonstrate with this? What's that idea? Let's work this out. I think it's a very simple shot, okay? So we have to understand, Gersley said the right word, just the wrong application. We have to understand the idea of halal here, not extension, okay? I mean, the relationship of halal... Okay, so what normally happens after you finish a meal? No, you don't.
You
bench the meal, you bench, and you're done. You're what do you call it? You leave your meal, okay?
Go, one second.
It's not crazy that they forget to say halal, because... Hold on. Let's one step at a time, okay? So it's clear, normally speaking, you don't see a halal after a meal. It's an abnormal thing. And it's just natural. I'm finishing my meal, I bench, I'm done. I go home. All right? Period. Okay? So what's the Baal Mor saying that's taking place here? There's an idea about the relation of halal he's trying to bring out here, not just the fact that you don't have to forget to say it.
Extending the meal itself.
No.
Halal is part of the meal.
What do you mean? It's not part of the meal. You benched. It's not part of the meal.
The chi of halal is generated the by the food.
The what? No.
It's part of the result.
Stop throwing darts. Let's look at how halal was instituted. When do you first start saying halal? No, in the Seder. Magid, at the end of Magid. Why? Why don't we say all halal there? That's a famous question. Why not say all of halal after you finish Magid?
Because your halal is not complete unless you say Ikar Pesach.
Okay. So what does that show us about halal then? Because you have to say some halal after Magid. It's not. You have to say halal at the beginning. You have to say halal at the end of Magid because it would be inappropriate to talk about Sibri Yosef Mitzrayim without some Hodat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what's the halal going on? The halal gadol, the end halal. No. The what? What do you mean, Anisius Mitzrayim? But we freedom. But after Magid, I'm free. I spoke all about freedom. So you say all halal there, but we don't.
It's bad that we get to eat like
not true without the korban pesach.
But it's not just about the korban pesach. You're making a mistake. You're focused too much on the korban pesach. You're right. The halal is part of the korban pesach. But what is the challah going on? What?
Fusion of praise and celebration.
Our meal of kings.
Meal of kings. That's one thing that's going on. But I benched. I gave Hodah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's the challah going on? No, stop. The Mechayev of Halal on the Seder is on. It's on the Seder itself. Meaning, from Kadesh to Baruch. There's a chiyuv to say a halal on the entire phenomenon. The night demands a halal. The Leil Seder demands a halal. It's a unique halacha, right? So here's the thing. So what the Baal Mor is saying is a very nice idea. What he's saying is that, normally speaking, I would look at the meal as being separate from the Seder. What I would say is, I did my my sipur, I had my matzah marer, and now it's time for dinner. And when dinner ends, I'm done. Meaning, the Seder, so to speak, normally speaking, would end after I've done my mitzvah salayla. I ate my matzah, I ate my marer, I'm done. Meals bring things to an end. That's what they normally function to do, right? Let's say Friday night. You go to shul, dav marv, you come home, kiddush, eat. When you're done eating, what do? You're done, right? Not this meal. Right. This meal, right, which is expressed through the eating of the korban pesach, but the meal is just as much as part of the Seder alayla as anything else you're doing in the Seder alayla. There's a reason why it's part of the song. Shulchan Orech. It's part of the Seder Olayla, right? That's why the Rambam says, now your idea about Cheres is correct, just not well positioned. That's why the Rambam says, what do you do with this meal? Eat whatever you want, drink whatever you want to drink. Why? It's an expression of Cheres. Let's try and say that by the way. But it's an expression of Cheres, meaning that the meal is just as much a part of the Seder as anything else. So now it's not the Korban Pesach per se. It's not the Tom of the Korban Pesach. It's that it's the Tom of that what?
The meal.
Of the meal, right?
Why Korban Pesach?
You're gonna use the meal's built around the mitzvah, no question about it. But we want to make sure that the idea of the meal is still extant. There's still a concept there. That's why it can easily work by matzah as well as it work by Pesach. It wouldn't make a difference.
The Ramban.
What does Ramban say?
Same as the
Ramban. Right. Charlie, what does Ramban say? Right?
So Pesach
Yachol
also.
Good.
Okay, so it's like...
That's like the Rashbam. See, he rejects the Baal Mor, and he says that basically at the end of the day, we have to make sure it's Nechal Sova, and what would be the problem if I eat something afterwards, right? A field varm ain't a masbian, right? What's going to end up happening?
I'm not
hearing. Sarah Gam Kain Shochel Medav Achorna, right? Okay, 1 second. So you automatically, what does the Orchos Chaim do? He shoves into the picture matzah as well. He's saying Pesach and matzah, right?
Yeah.
Matzah also because, but now it's going to get tricky down the road, but midoraisa, right? I have to have both Pesach and matzah together, right?
Yeah.
So matzah will be included in this. So what would that mean practically?
That you can't eat after both.
But it's going to be... But then you're going to run into a problem because if you're chai to have korban pesach al sova, right?
You have to have your korach sandwich also.
Yeah.
Right. So you're not really having the korban pesach exclusively al sova. You're having it with your matzah. Group effort. It seems that way. And this is, think about this, right? The chi of mais achila is what? Right. But no. That's not the mais achila. There's a chi of mais achila of korban pesach. There's a chi of mais achila matzah. And there's a chi of mais achila mar. Okay? What's korach? The derech achila is how they're eating is together. Uh-huh. Not the mais achila. Right, the mais achila is each one's a discrete chiv. The derech achila, the al matzah samarim yochlu.
Okay, so...
Pirish.
Let's get down to Shmuel. So Shmuel, whatever, he liked these the truffles, right?
Right.
So look where he says, look where he quotes his Talmud. The Pirish Talmud Echad. See the bottom there?
Yes. First time I had made Maharaj Zal, Kiddishi Yehe, Hatam Mata Bafiv, Shechayavin, Anila Sefer, Mitzia, Mitzar,
Kol. Kol Alayla.
Whoa.
Right, Korachach, Sark, Shishar, Tam Matzah, Befiv. What's he saying? This is a beautiful idea. Nice, simple idea. Come on, it's a famous idea. How was Sipur set up? What are the three things I must talk about Pesach night? Right, okay. And what do? You take the actual object and recite Sipur on it. Meaning, the Chetzah... Right, the chefsas of mitzvahs, Chetzah's mitzvahs halayla are part of the very Sipur itself. Part of the telling of the story are the objects. The matzah is part of the story. Right. So since they're part of the story, it makes perfect sense to say that even though I fulfilled my technical halacha chiyuv, where I've conjoined the chatsa shel matzah, so to speak, with a sipur, there's a mechanism to continue that. They want you to continue that idea. Right, but you should recognize because the sipur is attached to the chatsa and mitzvah salayla. It's a very funny reason. So the Meiri says as follows. He says, Havi lefarish b'shem nachalat binyamin. Go. Shederach.
Havi lefarish b'shem nachalat binyamin. Shederach ha'vadim shal'afer g'marshah nasim. Imi down l'chem.
Right, so after an Eved finishes a meal, translate first. After, can you, Charlie?
Yes.
After an Eved finishes a meal, right?
The lovely Nachas Ben Yamin brings a fascinating idea, which is that the way that Avadim eat is that when they finish their Suda, should they happen upon something else to eat, they're going to go ahead and eat because they didn't get the opportunity to really eat to satisfaction during their meal. They have Korban Shanash of Leah called too, that they're totally good to go, but Uchlin. They're not going to easily be able to be tasting other stuff.
Because they're satiated. The Kavan. Amazing.
Therefore, we don't eat afterwards to show that. We really need our fullest, and therefore
right.
We don't have
it. Nice to judge. Hold on. Can we get the facts down first? What's he saying? So he's saying this. In Eved, what happens at the end of his meal? He doesn't really end it. What does he do? Because he never gets satiated. He's used to not being satiated, so he'll always look for... let me just finish. He's always looking for more food to eat. But a Ben Chorin, someone who's free, you know what he does? He fills himself up to his heart's content, and he hits the point of Sviya. He's satiated. I'm done eating. There's a finality to the meal, right? So what do they do? So they said, as an expression of this being a sudas chiras, it should be the last thing you eat is a korban pesach, and then noting anything afterwards to demonstrate that idea. Yes.
Aren't you supposed to treat your servant better than you?
What he's saying is that your question you're asking before is a very good one to ask now in the Meiri, which is that. Who can, right, that doesn't matter. You know, he's saying the fact that it's Korban Pesach is irrelevant. The fact is that what has to happen, there has to be a finality to your Suda, an end. So they use the Tom Korban Pesach to produce that, but you don't need the Korban Pesach secondary to that idea. It's a very difficult, it's a very nice idea, but I don't know how it works with the Gemara. You understand? Zuhud Avni Nezer says, he has a very fascinating answer. I hope you guys like this. Zman Achilas Pesach. Okay, so we know the halacha is I have until Chatzos to eat the Korban Pesach. Is everyone clear with that?
Yes.
Chatzos. What time is Chatzos?
let's just say 12 a.m. on a perfect day.
Sure, let's use 12 a.m., okay? I'll read. Okay? So he says, V'gama pasuk sh'ner mar b'achilos ha-pesach b'alayla hazeh, right, on this night. Shehu ad chatzos. So you have until 12 a.m., okay, on a perfect, on a, not perfect day, whatever, an equally balanced day, to what, eat your pesach. V'gama pasuk sh'ner mar b'achilos pesach b'alayla hazeh. So we see that Valvarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim, right, and what do you call it? And Korban Pesach both have Balayla Zeh reference to it. Okay, who are Chatzos? V'lechora Harei Ha'avara Shehaisa Be'eretz Yisrael Haisa Berega Chatzos Mamish. But we know from the Torah that the moment that God passed over the Egyptians to kill them was exactly Chatzos. What do you mean was exactly Chatzos? Meaning humans cannot determine the exact time of anything. It's an impossibility.
I thought he just
had the offer. No. Moshe couldn't know. Okay? V'ech l'meidi mimenu l'achilas ha-pesach sh'tiyar chatzos v'tzarech lomar sh'kevan sh'yefshar l'achol b'chatzos mamish sh'ein bo meshach zman klal. Right? V'maysa achilat tzarech meshach zman. So really, when should we eat the Korban Pesach?
At
chatzos. But it's an impossibility because we can never exactly know when chatzos is. So therefore, we eat it until chatzos. So then why do we have the Tom Pesach in our mouths?
So if I, at the exact moment of Chatzos, he's got the Tom Pesach.
If you want a purely philosophical idea, no halachic reality to this whatsoever, is Adonezer. What's he saying? He said he's saying that really, the mitzvah of Achilles Korban Pesach should have taken place at the exact moment, the Avarti Be'eretz Yisrael, which was Chatzos. But it's a problem. It's impossible for a human, and we know this for sure, for humans to ever do anything at an exact time. We there's no exact time, right? We don't experience such a thing. We would never know. Oh, so he says, so what do you do? By having the Tom Pesach in your mouth, when Chatzos hits, which you can't know exactly when Chatzos is, but you'll have the Tom Pesach in your mouth, you mekayim that. Very nice. What did Rav hold? Rav hold in the Gemara. What did Rav hold? Come on, what did
Rav?
Right, two chaburas. I can't be open my chabura, another chabura. What did Shmuel hold? Seems like, right, well, okay, good. I can't eat after the Korban Pesach. Things. And that's it. Don't tell me Nacha al Sova, none of that stuff, because that's the Rashbam. The Ron comes along and says, guess what? Shmuel all along is learning like plus. Okay? He's building off of Rav. Meaning there's one is a Daraisa and one is a Darabanan. Which, by the way, Ellie, like I said before, that's a much more efficient way. What? Right. The Machlokas becomes a lot easier to understand. Okay? So look at the Ron. The Fikach Nir Ali. Source number four.
Number four.
Amazing. Turns out they're arguing about, they're agreeing, it's one thing they're arguing about. They agree with one basic principle. What? Shema. Right? So,
really, no way.
So the Issa Durabanan, they all agree the Issa Durabanan is there to do what? Right.
So Rav says, well, I don't want you eating the Pesach based makoma, so therefore don't eat in other places. What's your fearish?
Rashi. Listen to this. Ready? Come on, give me the emphasis. Shmuel. Tvei! That's the key. Tvei. Meaning, what is he saying? He's saying, whatever Rav holds, I'm going more. Plus, I'm Rav plus. So now let me ask you a question. Right? So, what's the machlokas then? What's the machlokas now between Rav and Shmuel? What?
I don't know.
If you learn this way, what question? Yes.
Shema, okay, so this is a weird thing. Shema lo yizkor she'achal ha-pesach, the time of the Mr. Basra m'fakeachla, the time of the Mr. Kama.
Right.
The Mr. Basra m'fakeachla, the time of the Mr. Kama. Meaning, because there is a new food in your mouth, you're going to forget about the Korban Pesach.
That's correct.
And then you're going to go ahead and you're going to be hanging out somewhere else and you're going to be Ocho Basra.
So that's why, wait a second, let me make it easy. I don't want you to finish the whole Ron because we're going to take this issue up in 2 days. But that's what the Ron says. Therefore, when Shmuel says I can't eat, what can't I eat?
Meat.
Right. Therefore, he has to relearn Shmuel's position as being meat.
Well, but, that's the
job. Why did Rav go as far as Shmuel? Okay, so Ellie will stay because Shmuel sounds crazy. But my question is, if Rav, are you saying that Rav couldn't see Shmuel's concern? That's crazy.
Right now,
Shmuel's simple. Shmuel says, the Isra is a Maisachila. Period. Right. Cannot eat afterwards. Maisa achila. It doesn't get simple than that. We're not going to worry about shame and kavos. We're going to say, you know what? The maisa achila is aser. Right? According to Rav. According to Rav, right? Why would Rav be bothered by Shmuel? What's he bothered by?
Obviously, he's bothered by the fact that he doesn't think it makes any sense that eating food is going to make you forget why you're from Pesach.
No, because then Shmuel sounds like an idiot.
I'm not saying that.
So you're being
wrong. What?
Because you're protecting an Isser Deoraisa of Achila in a specific Muggum with a blanket Isser Achila.
Okay, good. And not only that, what are you producing as a result now? What are you doing to my chabura, my suda? Yeah, you're restricting my achila, right? In other words, let's get to the point that they're arguing on. According to Shmuel's saying that Shmuel is the simplest formulation. Shmuel's going to say, what's the isser? My achila, period. But Rav's going to say, but now you're restricting my ability to eat my suda. You're creating a false end. I don't know about that, but I'm saying, but you're creating a restriction. He doesn't want that. Okay, so now what's the machlokas? Okay, there's some nugget in there. I agree. Okay, but again, but what is Rav saying then? You're right. What do you mean the prettiest? What do you mean by that? Can you expand that a little bit? This is the raisa is nechal b'shem makomos, right? So what's he saying? What? I know that's what he's saying factually. So therefore, what? It's true, but I can't say Shmuel. You don't want to say Shmuel's not doing that. You don't want to say that by Shmuel. You don't want to say that. What? That's what Shmuel's going to say. No, because Shmuel's going to say, I can't eat anything. I can't do any eating afterwards. Period. Can't eat.
Rob is extending the shame.
Right.
Shmuel is extending the
maisa. What do you mean by the shame?
The shame from Pesach.
The whole suda meaning what? My suda.
All food.
Okay, meaning at the other person's house. No, because no, that's exactly my point. Because I can eat after my meal. I can eat after my meal. I can still eat. I just can't eat at my neighbor's meal.
According to Rav.
Right. So what do you mean? So
gave all that food shame.
Okay. So again, so any other person's house,
I can eat my korban pesach after I normally eat. I can't eat their korban pesach.
That's Yisra Doraisa, right?
No, same thing. The Yisra Doraban is giving shame. To all foods, even my foods, so I can eat my foods, but their foods, I can't eat their carbon pesach, so I can eat their foods.
Exactly. Well, okay, good. Okay, good. Okay. So, okay, and then what's Shmuel saying? We're getting there.
Nice.
It's Rachila. Kind of trailing off there. Anyone else?